If you judge people, you have no time to love them. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. How true this is. If we judge people, we have no time to love them, because we're so busy in trying to figure out what they're doing, how they're living their lives, how they're being. When we look at people through our eyes, and we see them through our eyes, then what happens? Then we have only time to recognize them as our reflection. We have only time to recognize them as an expression of our highest and our best. And when we look at people and see them as a reflection of our highest and best, we have no time to judge them. Because truly, if we love people, we have no time to judge them. If we look at people and we say, I'm going to judge you, then you have no time to love them. Now, we have so few hours on this planet Earth. We have so few minutes. We have so little time to enjoy life that when we go around making judgments of other people, how they should act or what they should do, then we are not doing it ourselves. We're not expressing that ourselves. We're not living it ourselves. Now, how do we live a judgmentalist life? How do we live an unconditionally loving life? A judgmentalist life, an unconditionally loving life. Well, we have said this before and we'll say it 100 million times more. If you love yourself, you will love everyone. If you don't love yourself, you won't love other people. So, start thinking about this. I'm an unconditionally loving person. I unconditionally love everybody. I look at everybody and I see whatever is their highest and best. I see whatever is the joy in their hearts. I see whatever is the purity and the goodness, and because I am seeing me in them. I am seeing my highest and my best in all people. And therefore, all I can do is to love them because they're me. They're me. Look at all the world. And if you don't see it as yourself, you're missing a wonderful show. You're missing a wonderful adventure of looking out and seeing the world, how wonderful it is, how pure it is, how fantastic it is, how glorious it is, because that's what the world is all about. The world is all about being yourself and having fun. The world is all about being a delightful place, a fantastic place, a glorious place. Now, we look at other people and we say, oh, goodness sakes, they're thinking about war all the time. And then we must ask ourselves, who's thinking about war all the time? It's us. If we look at other people and we say, wow, they're great, they're wonderful. Oh, I feel so good to know them, to see them, because they're a reflection of me. And so as I look at other people and I see all the goodness in them, that's a reflection of me. And it's so easy to observe people as my reflection. Whereas if I try to judge them, I'm judging them by some other condition. Now, is the world not living up to what I believe it should be? Is the world not living up to the high standards that I've set for myself? Well, if that's true, then it's me that's not living up to those high standards. It's me that's doing that. And so I need to take a readdress to myself. I need to look at myself once again and say, I see everyone beautiful and good, just like me. I see all the world in harmony and peace and joy. We see a lot on television, on videos, and on newspapers and magazines of people who are finding out new things about the world, new things about how life goes and how life expands. And we heard a very interesting talk on language in which this man was saying that Language is what opens the doorways for people to communicate, for people to work together and be harmonious. Now, I find it hard to believe that people were not harmonious and were not working together before they had languages. Because even in the chimpanzees, even in the apes, they work together and they work in harmony. Now, those that are more working in harmony and more working together are the happiest, are the joyous, because that's what they're doing. They're not looking for others who are doing wrong. They have patterns of ways of doing things, and they follow it. But when they had language, then they could say things to one another. They could communicate without always just having it be the emotional aspect or by having people observe what they were doing or animals observing what they were doing. Now, I say this so often because it's so true for me. I've had many dogs in my life, many, many dogs, and I've loved them all deeply and wonderfully, some more wonderfully than others because I understood more about dogs. I understood more about me. And Rex would walk with me as my golden retriever for 12 years, and I would say under my voice, I would say in my heart, "Rex, come join me. Walk with me now. Come on, sweetheart, walk with me." And he would come and walk with me. And I would say, "Rex, let's do this." And he would come and do it. He knew what was in my mind because I shared it with him lovingly. And now we have Ruby. And Ruby is a pit bull, and she's a beautiful 5-year-old girl and just a wonderful dog. And on my second walk with her alone, after she had just come to meet me, I said under my breath as I had let her walk alone because I noticed that she was very obedient, and I said, "Ruby, come join me. Walk with me now." And from out of nowhere, she appeared. Now, I did that a number of times on the path because I wanted to see whether I was really in tune with her, and I was really in tune with her. Now, I was in tune with her, and therefore I was not judging her. I was realizing that I had time to love Rudy. I had time to love Ruby, and as I loved Ruby, she came to me, and she wanted to be with me. Now, in the morning when I get up, Ruby comes over and puts her nose in my hand, and she says, "Time to get up, Dad." And as I sit in a chair and meditate for a little while, she puts her head in my lap, and she says, "You are the most wonderful being in the world." And together we just communicate. And then I think to myself, "Ruby, lie on the floor now and be peaceful." And she instantly lays on the floor and is peaceful. She instantly responds to my every thought. She instantly responds to my every dream or my every desire for myself. And I am so happy and so peaceful about it. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. If I judged Ruby, I would have no time to love her. If I'd go around judging what she was doing, saying she should do this or she should do that, I just indicate to Ruby what I'd like for her to do, and she does it. Now, she doesn't know how long she should be doing what I ask her to do. She's learning. She's learning that when I say stay, she stays. When I say release, she released. When I say peace, she is at peace. If I stop judging people, I have more time to love them. If I stop judging Ruby, I have more time to love her. And with that great love that I have for her, she responds in magnificent ways. And everything I desire from her, for her, about her, she does with me. And together, we create a most beautiful life. Together, we create a most beautiful world where all is in peace and harmony. And all is in goodness. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. When Mark Twain said that, he meant that. He meant if you judge people, you have no time to love them. And I, as I say that now, I have no time to love them. So I love people. And then I have no time to judge them. for as I love people, I have no time to judge them. And how wonderful that is. Join me in this awareness that if you love people, you have no time to judge them. And when you unconditionally love them, it means that you love them without judgment, but with the purity of your heart and your soul and your being. And life is wonderful. Have a lovely day, and know that everything is going beautifully. Everything is going fantastically. Everything is going gloriously, because it's your day. And it's your day to be yourself and have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you. If you love people, you have no time to judge them.